joined now by Mark Barr for the first leg of the semi-final, the 1-0 victory over Fylde. Obviously, the cliche goes, it's obviously half-time, but you must be pleased with that first leg result.
Definitely, yeah. You know, we'd have taken any lead coming into the game against a strong side on a good run. 10 matches unbeaten with, you know, a lot of wins in that run as well. So any kind of victory is a good victory. Thought it was a very even game for probably 70 minutes where, you know, we could have had a few more goals. Maybe they could as well. And then, you know, last 20 minutes we had to dig in a little bit and you know, did some last-ditch tackles and that kind of thing. Bodies on the line, but, you know, did well. And if you looked at the game as a whole, I think, you know, we had as many sort of clear-cut chances as each other. And yeah, obviously it's half time in the tie, and I'd rather be in front than behind.
Tense watching, especially in the last few moments there of the game, as the couple of clearances off the line too must have been difficult to watch from the bench.
Yeah, it's you know, not had that too many times really under sustained spells of pressure like that. So it's good for the lads that, you know, stood up to it. Like I say, through the bodies on the line, everything like that, all the old cliches, and ultimately, you know, got the clean sheet. It's a really good clean sheet for Drenchy, the back four, and for the whole team. I think we could have probably made it a little bit easier for ourselves. I thought when we won possession ourselves, I don't think we used it as well as we could have done in the second half. Had we got our foot on it a little bit better, made better decisions, I think we'd have restricted the amount of pressure that they put on us. But, you know, we gave the ball away a little bit too much in that second half, which invited the pressure onto us. So hope to do that better on Saturday. But again, still created chances. We had opportunities to, you know, for that second goal. And but, you know, if you'd have offered me 1-0 before the game, I think we'd have taken it.
Jake Lawler as well popping up with a goal and had a very solid performance at the back. He seems to be boosted since he's been the Supports Player of the Year.
Yeah, good for Jake. He's obviously been out with an illness. There's a bit flying about the dressing room. It's like a pharmacy in there at the minute with paracetamols, ibuprofens and antibiotics and what have you. But, you know, the lads have we've got themselves out there, and you know, Jake's been short of a bit of training, but reads the game really well, gets himself in good positions, and yeah, I thought, you know, defensively we were good, and himself and Hawley have got a good little partnership going there together, and you know, fingers crossed we might be able to keep a little pairing together between now and the end of the season. So pleased with the victory. It's you know, certainly, like I say, would have taken it beforehand, and I think the lads can take confidence that we can up our performance from what we showed in the second half. And, you know, even then we created chances, so if we can just be that little bit better on the ball and show that little bit more quality, you know, we're capable of getting one or two more goals ourselves.
So finally, quick turnaround then for Saturday, and we travel across. It's not a long trip, it's a short turnaround though for you, isn't it? 2 days off and for the game. What do you do to prepare for it?
Nothing really. Like I say, we've had a little bit of a bug going through the dressing room, so we'll keep everyone away. Anyone that, you know, has a little knocks or little bumps, whatever, they'll see Martin, and we'll get everyone as best prepared as we can, which is staying in touch with everyone, making sure everyone's fit and ready to go again on Saturday. And, you know, we know our roles, we know what to expect from Fylde, and I'm sure they know what to expect from us. So it's just about that, preparing the bodies and being ready to go again for, you know, who knows, 90, 120 minutes it might be. But two really good sides. I thought it was a good advert for the league. Got some good football played. You know, we're at that stage of the season where the pitches are a bit bumpy and can make it a little bit difficult to play, but I thought both teams, you know, played well and put on a good show, and really I think 1-0 should have been, you know, probably one or two more goals either side for each side. But look forward to the second game. I'd take a drab 0-0 now.
You and me both. Cheers, Mark.
Cheers, Colin.